This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Every day. It's delightful working with you. Rich Sheevan's with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, how you doing, Vincent? I'm just going to come out and say it. Cars.
Since.
See, I'm not fighting it anymore. I'm just not going to fight it.
That's a first. That is a first. So, Rich, since you mentioned cars, you know, yesterday, we experienced flash flooding here at the farm. Norm experienced a lot of rain out his way. But it had been raining on and off for the last week or so, maybe 10 days, overcast. The ground was wet, muddy, and so it was really mushy. And then Saturday, Sunday, we had at least, you know, around 36 hours of nonstop rain. And some of it was torrential rain, massive lightning, thunder, rain. And we have a creek that runs in front of our house. Let's say, I don't know, maybe 500 feet in front of our house. And when there's a drought, there's no water running through it. So it's called a wet weather creek. So when it rains a lot, we have a lot of water there. Well, this creek typically might be a foot wide, sometimes 3 feet wide. Well, yesterday it was 12 feet wide. And that's because of the amount of runoff. It's just so great that this little creek became 12 feet wide. On the road, if you go out of our driveway, if you want to call it that, onto the dirt road, and you turn left or right, either way, there's what's called a low water bridge. And low water bridge is just a pad of concrete, maybe 40 feet wide, and the water runs across that. So our creek that runs through the farm travels and it goes to the low water bridge and it goes across the road to the neighbor's farm. Well, that was probably 20 or 30 feet wide yesterday, 12 inches deep at times. So the water has now receded, but what happened is it left the road partially washed out. So now if you want to go anyplace, the road's going to be missing where it used to have a road. Now some people are not used to that. If you live in a city, I don't think that hardly ever happens. But it's not, I mean, it's doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough where you prepare for it. And that, you know, since you mentioned cars, I wanted to talk about that aspect of our lifestyle, yours and ours, because things, you just can't depend on things being the same every single day in the kind of lifestyle that we have. I'm talking about electricity. I'm talking about animals. Sometimes animals die. And now what do you do? Sometimes they get sick. What do you do? Sometimes you need, you know, feed for them and you can't get it because the road's washed out. Those kinds of things. So our lifestyle is one of preparing for those things that we think might happen, that we think would be a real problem for us if they did happen. So what do we do to prevent that from impacting our lives? And I suggest that we consider that the theme of today's broadcast and the way we do things, and maybe even go as far as to Like, it's snowing now. It wasn't snowing a couple of minutes ago. Go as far as we could help people with a couple different things. One, your suggestion that we could consult with people, help them figure out how to do what we do if they want to. Another thing is maybe get a couple hundred acres and sell an acre here or there to people who are like-minded, people who have been vetted, people who think the way we do, people who will work together, people who have common interests, goals, morals, values, those kinds of things, and build a village. We could do one or both or none. And maybe that's what we should talk about today. What are your thoughts, Rich?
Well, sure. This lifestyle is a variable lifestyle. It's not a constant lifestyle. It's kind of like having a variable loan. You're dependent on what the interest rates are for that particular day or month regarding your payment. And, you know, I look at it as an advantage. I look at it as it's analogous to a four-season lifestyle. I really enjoy the four seasons. I couldn't live in an environment that was so hot that I had papaya season, to, you know, hurricane season, whatever. I like my four seasons so I can literally take advantage of it. And just one example is I don't turn on my fridge this time of year. I leave my food on the basement floor by the doors, and it stays a constant 30 to 35 degrees. And it works great for several months out of the year. You know, if I wanted to store food out in the woods, I can dig a hole and on a northern slope, and I can store food for 6 months. I mean, there's things that you can do with seasonality that you can't do if you don't have it. So the variable lifestyle is not just to be taken advantage of, just like it's analogous to a northern slope and a southern slope. I harvest different edible and medicinal plants and different species of trees based on the slope, based on how much moisture is in the ground. All that's variable, and if you know how to use it to your advantage, you can make life a lot easier. Vince?
Absolutely agreed. But you have to live this lifestyle, you have to look forward. You have to look up, look down, left, right, backward. You have to look at the way things were, the way things are, the way things might be. And you have to save for the future. You just can't spend, 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 and then expect that you'll have the wherewithal to prepare. So this lifestyle is one of saving, planning, forecasting, reading, researching, looking at history. It's all of that, and it's learning skills, and it's buying the materials to the resources. The, you know, in my case, it's books on gardening. It's books on auto mechanics, specific details. It's wiring diagrams for different vehicles, trucks, tractors, cars, etc. It's specifications, it's torque, it's having nuts, bolts, screws, washers, wire, solder, soldering iron, soldering tips, rosin, everything you could possibly think of that you would see at a big box store, we need to have here at the farm in order to continue the operation the way we do it. And that's what it's like. And it's a nonstop education. It's learning nonstop. And that's why we're different here at USA Prepares. We're different because we actually do it. We're different, and I've asked people who've called in, how are we different? Oh, you guys are different. Well, we are different. We're different because we practice what we preach. We live the lifestyle. We actually do what we say, and we know how to do it because we've done it. That's who we are. That's what we do. And we wouldn't change it. You know, if you offered me Donald Trump's Taj Mahal, you know, in its heyday, I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want that lifestyle. I wouldn't want to live on the boardwalk. There's just no way I'd want that. I like the peace, the quiet, the freedom, the clean air. You know, I like neighbors, and they like us. But distance is good. Distance is good. They have their privacy. We have ours. It's not like we're doing anything that we need privacy for, but it's really nice to have it. I don't like the 24-hour surveillance by the big system, the big brother in the cities. I don't want my license plate recorded, scanned, block by block by block. I don't even want to go to the city. I like it. I like it peaceful and quiet, just the way you do, Rich. So what are your thoughts about how we can help those who are interested but don't have all the skills? Because, frankly, you and I have passed the 60-year mark, and it's taken that long to learn the kind of things that we've learned to do what we do, right?
Absolutely.
What if someone hasn't lived that long to have that many bruises and learn that many skills, but what if they like what they hear? What if they like the fact that Rich Sheehan does not take direction very well because he doesn't have to? And Vin Finelli doesn't take direction very well because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to because he lives a lifestyle that's not dependent on having a boss. What if someone decides that they want to pull up stakes and plant roots someplace else, you know, farther away from people, lower taxes? What would you recommend that they consider doing?
Well, first, before I go into specifics about that, there's a realization that people have to come to, and that realization is the fact that the people at the top, you know, from academia to big corporations to government, three-letter, all government, you know, they've really sold out the people. People have to come to the realization it's no longer a left-right paradigm. We're entering a totalitarian, authoritarian, fascist, tyrannical, communist insurrection that's as corrupt as any country has ever been. So when you see consumer confidence and trust in the system getting this low, you got to think about opportunities, future prosperity, because we're seeing a consolidation of power, money, and control. Now, when you come to that realization and you realize that we're basically a banana republic, which is a failed state because we can't even do forensic checks on ballots and machines for an election that was stolen when it was a record win for a presidency, meaning President Trump, in the history of America. When you see when you come to the realization that judges, lawyers, courts, bankers, and politicians are working for the elite and not for the rule of law and the Constitution, that's when you decide you need to do something. When you realize that civil rights policies were designed to ensure Americans should be judged on individual merit, but now we're being judged by our skin pigmentation, shade, our gender, the gender you identify as, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, we can now realize that we have separate rules, laws, and accountability for different people based on that group. So civil rights were inherently individual rights defined as a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All of these rights should be held equally under the rule of law. Well, we no longer have a rule of law. We're a lawless nation. When you look at the amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law that shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, property without due process of law. Nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. But when groups of people are given special privilege through corporate structure and government entitlement, life, liberty, property, and due process.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheep is with us, and we're talking about how you can do it. How you can do what we do. That's Rich Sheban, Vin Finelli and family, Gwyneth Isaacs, and several of our instructors, Kyle, Sharon, Kathy. We all plan for what's coming. We scrimp and save for the unknown and the known, and we do things for ourselves. Now, if you're interested in this kind of a lifestyle where you do way more for yourself, and you're responsible for your own actions, and there are fewer people to call for help. Fewer. That doesn't mean there's nobody to call, but there are fewer people to call. You could, you know, possibly call Rich, possibly call me. Contact us, and we can probably help you. If you're interested in that, and if you're interested in talking with people who have done it before, not read about it, but actually live this lifestyle, here we are. And, of course, you can call the broadcast on days when we accept calls. And sometimes it's difficult, but sometimes we don't take calls. But that's a possibility. We won't be taking calls today because I don't have a computer hooked up for a call screen. It's difficult for me to watch the Internet traffic bits dropped, et cetera, and look at the broadcast quality and look at the call screen on one computer. So I only have one computer that's able to take calls right now. And that computer doesn't take calls because the application doesn't work because Adobe shut it down. Adobe shut down Flash, which prevents my application from working. So anyway, here we are. Rich, do you want to talk about some of your thoughts, the possibilities that you want to raise about what people can do? Let's say they don't have enough money to do it. Let's say they just flat out can't buy a small farm. Let's say they can't buy a tractor. But let's say they'd love to do that, but they have the money, but they can't do it because of a physical condition. So some may have money, some may have desires, but they don't know each other.
Yeah. Well, Vince, after you come to the realization that merit no longer works, that we are a corrupt, failed state, that the people in big corporations and big government are just cowering to the elite for their own personal gain and not for the benefit of the American people, that's when you get to that conclusion, is when you have to create a plan B. Now, that being said, to answer your question with a little more detail and specificity, I would definitely say what we need to do is to create, and we've talked about this before, create a database. Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue. Names I'm picking out of the hat, right? So let's say two or three or four don't have enough capital resources. Let's say one or two don't have enough skill sets. Okay? Let's say they all want to live out in the woods, out in the country, or maybe off the grid, maybe not. But they don't have the ability, whether it be capital resources, whether it be fear, whether it be lack of skill sets, to do it on their own, whatever the reason. So we create a database, and we get people together based on their skill sets. So we get these people, let's say Jane is an expert, and I hate the term expert. Let me get rid of that term because I just don't like it. I can go into detail, but I don't want to waste time. Let's say Jane lives off-grid, and she really knows how to take care of animals. Okay, she gets on the list for that. Let's say Sue is a really good gardener, okay? So she knows how to grow produce, and that's vegetables, fruits, and maybe one person knows how to, let's say Tom is really good at botany and harvesting edible and medicinal plants. Let's say Dick is a carpenter. Let's say Harry is a little older, and he doesn't want to be a laborer, but he has the money. So what we do is we get the database of people together, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, and say, you guys would make a good team. You can't or you don't want to do this all as individuals for the reasons I've mentioned earlier and many more reasons. So we get these people together. We say, okay, everything's going to be on paper. You buy this piece of land, we consult, we suggest where you put the house, where you put the cabin, where you put the barn, where you put the solar array, where you put the garden, et cetera, et cetera. And then you decide, say in 5 years you want to sell it, and we go into more detail after the break.
All right, we'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Super Bowl 55 is set for February 7th. The Kansas City Chiefs will represent the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will rep the NFC. The game will be played in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaquille Barrett shares his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
It's crazy that we're the first team to do it, making history, but that's not like where history has to end. We could be the first team to win it as well, and that's the key. We've got to get back ready to work, but just it's crazy. Like it's never been done before, and we doing it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that everybody who's on this organization is a part of it. We got some great guys here, and everybody. I just love it here. I love them, and I'm happy that we're doing it together.
The game will be broadcast on CBS. Spring training in Major League Baseball is gearing up, or is it? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds, don't.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans in the front of the classroom. And in case you missed it, class, at the bottom of the hour news, there was a sports update. And if you weren't in class for that moment, I will give you the highlights. Ready? We got some great guys here. I'm happy to be doing it. There you go. That is the highlights of the sports update. And why am I mentioning that? Because if you look at people who have these flags on their cars, on the antennas, and they have sports teams, and they're on them, and they've got decals, they're probably not going to be the ones that you're going to be working with if you are interested in our lifestyle, because they don't have time for this kind of stuff. They don't have time because they're preparing for tailgate parties and things like that, while you're going to be concerned about other things. You'll have a different sets of things that are important to you compared to them. So I get a kick out of the sports update. And on my screen, I'm looking at Julius Caesar. And Julius Caesar had a problem. The same problem that we have in government today in the United States. We have the wealthy getting more wealthy by the nanosecond. He had the same set of circumstances. And we're talking about, let's say, around 50 B.C., 44 B.C., something like that. And the poor were living in squalor, absolute squalor. And they would get the daily ration of bread. So that's where the bread comes from. The circuses part, that comes from the entertainment. And he squandered the government coffers for new and exciting circuses. Better ways to tear apart limbs from people. Better ways to spill blood in the Colosseum. So what we do is we're a little more civilized and we have sports teams that clash on the field. And then we have guys who study long and hard to say things like, we got some great guys here. I'm happy to be doing it. We have the same problems. We have the same problems that Julius Caesar had. And he killed his rivals. He conquered and started wars for his own gratification, for his own personal greed, so he could elevate his stature. That's what he did. There's another guy who did it, too. He did it in the 1930s. His name was Adolf Hitler. And he was pretty greedy. And he got a lot of people killed. Lots of people killed. So that's what these guys do. So what I'm saying is, if you think that you're going to be able to change the political system and do combat with a guy like Adolf Hitler or Julius Caesar or one of the current emperors, or kings, it's going to be tough because they have followers. They have fanatics that follow them, right or wrong. They have no idea. It's like following a ball team. And we're saying that there's no way that we can impact change. So forget it. Do what Dr. Sheely says and detach. Do your own thing. Provide for your own family. So, Rich, let's get down to specifics. What do we do? What is your suggestion for someone who has the desire but not the skills? Someone who has the some money but not the ability to garden and put up fencing and raise animals? Or someone who would love to have a farm but knows he needs and she needs a tractor but doesn't know anything about them, wants to buy a tractor, but what size? Is it a 20 horsepower, a 40 horsepower, a 60 horsepower, 80 horsepower, 100 horsepower? What about the implements? Do you get implements sized by the tractor horsepower size? Is diesel better than gas? Should I buy an old one or a new one? What about a Ford 3000 versus a Ford 2000 versus a Case International 385 versus a John Deere? What about parts? What the heck with all that? Let's just buy a new one. What about that? What about the software? What about repairs? What does it cost? How do you finance it? Do you finance it? Do you go in with neighbors? Do you work together or do you go it alone? I mean, there's a billion questions, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I got even more variables for you because I had this conversation with someone the other day, and he was mentioning the fact that home prices are soaring. Well, home prices are soaring in rural America because of supply and demand, because everybody understandably wants to leave the blue cities, because now we can see that the powers that be have a scripted plan that's unsustainable and has made America illegitimate. So there's a lot of questions. So people want hard assets. People want ways to survive. People can see that when you become a third world banana republic, favors and graft for the elite are very obvious. All definitions are gone. We've been sold out to the highest bidder. Voting, elections, our intelligence agencies, judges, work, science, healthcare, history's being rewritten, math doesn't mean anything. Rules, laws, accountability, the biggest joke in the world. So people have to realize, let's look at some variables for homes. What's your plan? Now, supply and demand is growing regarding the demand in rural areas, okay? So you have to think outside the box because costs are going up for developments. So you got to think of the septic and drain field. A lot of areas you need pumps and they're not allowing gravity anymore. You got to figure out which county you can go to where you don't have those extra costs, especially if you live off-grid. Now, pumps is also applicable, not just to drain field, but wells. You need to think about where you have a decent aquifer, where you're going to get water. You need to think about, speaking of water, if you build near water, there's new regulations now across the country, and different states have different regs regarding constraints on what you have to do. And a lot of it is pumps for drain fields also. Engineering of roads, okay? If you're going to do a subdivision, you think you're going to get rid of some of the costs, you got to look into the roads you have to engineer now. You have to look at easements. You know, in this neck of the woods, if you don't have a 60-foot easement, you really can't do much unless you do a property boundary relocation or family land transfer, which they're trying to put constraints on. Think about permits. If you live in this county where I live, now, to my knowledge, it hasn't changed, but if you live off-grid, you don't even need a building permit. You got to think about lending requirements, how much money down. Now, when you go to a bank or a lender, they require you to do everything to code, foundation, electricity, everything. So it makes it almost impossible to live off-grid. And think about a lot of other handcuffs. There's places out there that have covenants, HOAs, where you have to build a McMansion on the property in order to live there. So the extra square footage means extra cost, extra taxes, insurance, and maintenance. You need to look at all that. Then look at material costs. Lumber is not what I would call, they're not giving it away these days. So you got to look at all these things. This is why I say start with the biggest piece of land you can afford. This is why we always say, I always say, 20 to 40 acres for the average Joe, okay? Put a guest cabin on it. If you can own the majority of the land, okay, if you can buy it outright and get together with Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, you put a guest cabin on it. It's still an outbuilding. You don't have to go through code if you already own the land. Get a loan from your parents, from your grandparents. Talk to your brothers and sisters. Say, hey, we got a bug-out place for you if the crapper hits the fan. Think outside the box. Live outside the box. Now, if you put a guest cabin on it and your financial situation improves, and let's say we don't totally go into this totalitarian communist insurrection tyranny state, fascist state, and things get better, then you can put a main house on it if your finances get better. But if you start with a guest cabin, you have less chance of bankruptcy, default, and delinquencies. So you got to start thinking differently today. See, back in the old days, you could slap a shack on something, a shed, and live on it. Because of the regulations and codes, like some of the variables I just mentioned here, this is why home prices are soaring. Because people have to go through a certain process because the powers that be want to make sure you're in debt so you can be controlled. You follow me? So you got to think about getting rural property. If you're young, if you're in your 20s and 30s, I would go as rural as you possibly can. And make your hobby farm part of your job. Especially if you have other people with you. And when I say other people, maybe Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue, maybe one person has the ability to work out of the home. You know, in Montana, telecommuting is number one. Well, let me put it this way. In Montana, and it's probably a per capita number, so take it with a grain of salt. Montana, last I read, is the number one state in the union for telecommunications. I have fiber optics to my cabin. I don't have traditional running water. I use gravity feed. I fill up two water tanks with a garden hose about once a month. I live with a wood cook stove with a 20-gallon reservoir. So I have hot water for pretty much any time of the day I need it for like 8 months out of the year. And it works. But see, I didn't have to go through the loan process. If I had to go through a lender and I said, this is how I want to live, they would not allow it because they want you under their thumb. They want you in debt. That's the system. They do not want self-sufficiency. They do not want you thinking outside the box. They do not want you growing your own garden. There's a lot of reasons I grow a garden. First of all, I love gardening, but I make sure I get heirloom seeds and open pollinated seeds and not a hybrid sterile seed. I look at gardening as a recreational necessity. And tomorrow I'm going to be monologuing, Vince, right? And I'm going to get into more specifics and detail about gardening and building greenhouses and things like that. Keep in mind, there's legitimate studies that should suggest that GMO food, I've mentioned these studies, cause cancer, creates organ failure, and damages your DNA. What else damages your DNA? 5G? How about these mRNA vaccines that we've talked about? How many articles have I mentioned that? Everything I mention is not subjective emotional opinion. It comes from published articles in the public domain. So the powers that be have created a food system that eliminates all accountability and all liability. How many times have you heard me talk about liability immunity by these big corporations? So here in Montana, heck, I can grow 25, 30, 35 species of vegetables. Never mind my apple trees, my plum trees, my pear trees, and what I harvest for edible medicinal plants. You have to be willing to think outside the box. You have to be willing to read and research. You have to be willing to ask questions. Because options are dwindling. You are getting a job by merit is almost impossible now. You're getting jobs based on what group you're in. Your victim group or protectionist group status. That is it. Because they need divide and conquer strategies to redistribute wealth from the little guy, the bottom 93%, to the top 1% to 2%. This is now...
I sent you an email. If you could check it during the break, maybe you could read this email from Mark. I just sent you an email. I'd like you to check
it. Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
Now check your email, please.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So this, Rich, I've got a couple comments before you read that email that I sent you a copy of. I sent it to you and Kathy and Gwyneth and Norm. That's from Mark. But before that, I'd like to mention this. You mentioned that the word pumps, as in, you know, pumping water. Well, there's other things that you need to think of as well. And this is something that is pretty serious. During World War II, and maybe a little bit before, in Germany, they were mining coal for the war effort. And they were blasting away underground. And what happened was there was some flooding. And water was going into the area that they removed the coal from. Water was, just, you know, gravity was just pulling water down. And it was causing the surface ground to collapse. And wash away the underground area that was excavated when they pulled the coal out. So the coal was supporting the ground above. And that's common, right? Well, we don't give much thought to that in the world. We just say, well, let's pull it out of the ground, everything will be fine. We'll just leave a hole there. Well, that's not the case. Well, in Germany, in this part of Germany, they've got pumps, maybe close to 100 of them, pumping water, thousands of liters per second of water out of the underground area where the mines excavated the coal. And they have to do that because, and they have to dump it in a river. And if they don't do that, the ground will collapse and so will the city. It'll fall down. So how long do they have to keep pumping water? Forever. What does that mean? That means an enormous amount of electricity, and if the grid stops, the pumps stop. They're not solar-powered pumps. So one of the things I'm trying to share with you is think about where you're going. You want to go to a place that hasn't been destroyed. And cities, most of them are destroyed, like Detroit. But you mentioned 20 to 40 acres. And why would you need 20 to 40 acres? Well, that's kind of simple. You want to have enough area for animals. You want to have enough sunlight on that area to disinfect their waste. You want to have enough wood so that when tree limbs fall down and trees die, you can harvest it, cut it up for heat. And you mentioned a cabin, building a cabin. Well, if you move to the right area, you will not have deed restrictions. You won't have covenants. You won't have people telling you what to do with your land. You do what you want. We built our house without any permits, any supervision. The state, the county, nobody supervised us and said, you know, we think here's what you ought to do. We just did it. And you can do the same thing. So, and in terms of borrowing money, you can borrow money from a bank, but then you're going to be locked into all their terms and conditions. But there's another way to do it. You can borrow money, if you have to, from the seller. You can say, well, I really like that farm that you got. Tell you what, you know, you've had it in your family for 60 years, 70 years. It's all paid for. How about this? Instead of taking the money and then putting it in the bank and getting no interest, how about I pay you interest and I borrow some money from you? And I'll pay you more than the bank would pay you. What do you think? And if it doesn't work out, you take the farm back. It's called seller financing. And you don't have to apply. You don't have to pay for fees. None of that stuff. Does it work? Absolutely. Have I done it? Yes. Not on this farm. But I bought an apartment building. I bought an apartment building from a guy years ago in the 80s. And I said, I really like it. I'd like to buy it. If you'll lend me the money. He lent me 90%. I bought the building. Paid him every month. Paid him more than the bank would pay him. He was delighted. Rich, any comments?
Well, yeah. First of all, I think holding the paper right now is taking a big risk, because when you really look at, are we in a deflationary, stagflationary environment still? Yes, but we're in an inflationary environment of necessities for the little guy, for the bottom 93%. Now, right now, we don't have the velocity of money to really have confidence in the system. I think we're at the end of a central bank system, and we have the potential. See, everything is so corrupt. I've talked about derivatives for a long time. The whole derivative market, it's in the quadrillions. It's corrupt. It's people selling products sometimes 100 times over. The whole system is about ready to cave. Now, if people realize that the money system, the dollar, is not going to be valid for much longer, all these people who've been hoarding dollars because of a low velocity of money are going to go out and spend. That's going to create an inflationary event, possibly hyperinflationary. We don't know. The whole system is illegitimate. So if you are a homeowner and you are holding the paper for very long, I wouldn't do it for more than probably a year. And I don't know how relevant that's going to be for a lot of prospective buyers. Because the whole system. And when you think about, I want to talk about pumps too. Regarding pumps, there's a lot of other variables. Think about the breakers. You need to have certain amount of amps for any electricity. Wattage on generator. Horsepower on the pumps. You got to think about that. Your static water, your depth of well. All these things need to be considered, but once you have it, you're in the maintenance phase and not in the building phase, and it's a lot easier. We'll be right back, folks.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.